everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Today is Monday, June the 22nd. I hope you're having a nice day, a wonderful day, a great day. You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Yes, I'm having a great day today. Looking forward to the rest of the day's activities. I'm part of a national convention of the Church of God that's meeting here in Oklahoma City this week. And look forward to seeing a lot of old friends, maybe I should say older friends, that went to college with years ago, and some ministry friends that I've known along the way. So it's going to be a great week reconnecting with some of these dear friends, and it all starts this afternoon. So I'm going to make this podcast and make it quick and get back to what I need to do to get ready for tonight. Okay, so today's topic on our podcast, thank you for joining me, by the way, it is called vision. Vision, okay? I know I'm getting older. Yes, I'm 61 years old, sure. My eyesight is just not what it used to be, folks. I remember specifically, like, when I turned 40, it really went downhill. But I've always worn glasses, like, since the 7th or 8th grade. And I had those black horn-rim glasses. And you can see some of those photographs on my blog sometime. I'll post them of what I looked like in high school. And then, finally, when I got out of high school, I bought some round John Lennon glasses, and I thought it looked really cool. You know, looked like John Denver and John Lennon. I had John Sebastian, and all these Johns had the same kind of round glasses. So here I was, looking cool in my college years, but my eyesight has never gotten any better. You know, the glasses that you wear, they're called corrective lenses. They're supposed to help correct your vision. They don't replace it or fix it or heal it. And so, you know, I've been wearing these glasses since about 7th grade, like I said. I went to the eye doctor the other day, got my eye exam, got my prescription, and started comparing prices because, you know, at the eye doctor place, they also sell lenses and glasses, and you get the whole shebang right there, one-stop shopping is what they're trying to get you to do. And I started looking, comparing prices. Well, they wanted for one pair of glasses with everything, the bells and whistles that the doctor wanted on there, $833, and I about fell out of my chair. Fortunately, I did not, because they would have thought my eyes were still dilating, but anyway, I said, I'm going to shop around. Can I have a copy of my prescription? So, of course, you know, it's only good for 1 year, so I had to do some quick shopping. So, finally, about a week and a half ago or so, Julie and I went to a couple of other eye places and picked out some frames, thought we might work, and then compared prices on these two companies as well. And, you know, lo and behold, I was able to find what I wanted at one location, and they look pretty good. But anyway, my eyes are, you know, getting worse, and fortunately, I don't have any cataracts right now or anything like that, no glaucoma. But my eyes are correcting in my vision. Because when I'm doing my crossword puzzle or reading a book up close, I take my eyeglasses off because they're not helping a bit. And so I pull everything even closer to me because I'm nearsighted, and now it's even I need to see nearer than I did before. Hey, did you know you can buy eyeglasses online? That's right. If you have a prescription, you can go to this one site. I don't know what it's called, $35 eyeglasses or something like that. You can pick out your frame online, pick out your style, you know, and then you load in your information for your prescription, and I guess they make sure it's okay, and then you pay them, and it's supposed to be a whole lot cheaper than going to a regular, you know, eyeglass place. Fortunately, I was able to get two pair of glasses at the place I was looking at for about half the price of my first stop, and so I was very glad that I could do that. Unfortunately, I could not do this online and get cash back from it, but I, you know, it'd be nice if it could. Anyway, without eyeglasses, you know, my eyes would be a mess. I wouldn't be able to see to drive my car or my truck. I wouldn't be able to read, especially road signs or the newspaper, and I would not be able to see a beautiful rainbow or any of my grandkids' faces because my eyeglasses are obsolete now, and I need new corrective lenses. My vision would be impaired, in other words, folks. So today, as you're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things on chucksfavoritethings.com, we're talking about vision, you know, the ability to see, not just so much with your eyes, but what you can see in your mind's eye, what you can see in your imagination, what you can see in your heart of hearts, what you can see that you want to happen into your life and your family's life, your business, your vocation, whatever it is you might want to be having vision for. Let me tell you a little story, okay? Years ago, when our son Aaron was about 3, Julie took him and baby Rachel to Texas to visit her family, left me in North Carolina by myself. And when they flew back into Greensboro, North Carolina, I was waiting at the airport terminal, and I was excited and ready to greet them as they, you know, getting off the plane. And in those days, you had to deboard the plane on the tarmac. You know, they rolled out some stairs to the airplane, and you just walked off those stairs, and fortunately, it wasn't raining, and they were able to get off on the tarmac and walk into the terminal. That's the way it used to be at these smaller airports. And so I remember seeing my young family coming down those steps and onto the tarmac and make their way towards me, and I was inside the terminal. The terminal itself had huge window glasses and huge window panes that you could look out and see the sky and see the planes coming and going. I looked out there, and here comes Aaron with Julie, and he saw me through the glass. Now, I'm on the inside of the building. He's on the outside about, you know, 20 paces away or whatever. He saw me, started running towards me, and before I could get him and before I could open the door and get to him, he ran smack dab right into the glass door. He fell down and started crying right off the bat, and by the time I made it outside and comforted him, it was too late. He had already hit the glass and was crying. Now, here's the point. Aaron had a clear vision of me, his dad, but he couldn't see the obstacles in his way. One was the door that also had a glass. He couldn't see that it was stopping him from getting to me. Now, how about you as we talk about vision today? Do you have a vision for your life? How about your family? How about your vocation or your calling? You know, a vision starts with a single thought. Just a single thought, folks. You see what could be, or maybe should be, and you see how things might could be better. Perhaps you are renting a house or an apartment like we used to do years ago, and you have a vision of one day owning your own home. Wouldn't that be cool? No more, you know, rent payments just going in the wind. You have a mortgage that you're paying down on and something you could actually own in a few years. You might be working a job and have a vision or thought of running your own business. How cool would that be? You know, no more saying yes to the boss and doing what the boss wants. You would one day become the boss, and it'd be your business. Listen to this quote by Helen Keller. She was a blind woman. You've probably seen her movie about her life, The Miracle Worker. And here's a quote she said as an adult. She says, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." Listen to that again. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. You know, many of us have the ability to see out of our eyes, through our eyeglasses or bifocals, trifocals. Helen Keller couldn't even see out her eyes. They were blind. But she said it'd be a sad day that if you had sight, but you had no vision of the future, no vision of what could be. Thank you, Helen Keller, for sharing that with us. You know, a vision is just the starting point, folks. It's not the end. The question is, how do you make a vision a reality? You've got to do like Aaron did. Start moving toward that vision. Start moving towards what you're seeing. And as you start moving toward your vision, remember, there will be obstacles, even closed doors. Are you going to let that stop you? No. Are you going to let a little obstacle slow you down? Well, it might slow you down for a while. You have a vision. Be true to your vision. Focus in on your vision like a laser pointer and focus in on it and stay true to it. And don't stop for obstacles. Don't let them slow you down. You keep going, and if the doors are closed, figure out a way to open them. Don't let that stop you. Keep on moving, folks. Now, in the Bible, there's a couple of verses I want to share with you. One's out of Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Here is the Apostle Paul telling us in these two verses that he had a clear vision. His vision was that he was pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That was his goal. That's his focus, his vision. He wanted to be that way. He was going to forget the things of the past and press on to the things of the future. Now, there's another verse from Proverbs 29:18 that says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." You know what? I see a lot of people just dying every day because they don't have a vision of the future. They think, woe is me. I always will be working these two or three jobs. I always will be buying old beat-up clunker cars. As a friend of mine said, he was always, you know, having crummy rent houses and crummy, you know, clunker cars, you know, and working three jobs to make the ends meet. You know what? People are dying without a vision. Get yourself a vision of yourself, how much you want to weigh. How much do you want to weigh in 30 days? How much do you want to weigh in 6 months? How much do you want to transform your body into the way you think it maybe should be, could be? How about for your job, your vocation, your family, your health, your relationships, your income? Let's blow the doors off the lid of this thing, guys. Let's take it to the next level. Get your vision, stay focused, and move forward. This has been Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening to our podcast today about vision on Chuck's Favorite Things. Hey, if you do me a favor, go to iTunes, subscribe to my podcast. Please give me a 5-star rating. It really will help. It gets the word out to the whole world quicker if you'll give me a 5-star rating and tell people that you enjoyed this podcast today. Now, we were sponsored this week by StartCashback.com. It's a free resource you can join for free. It will help you on all your online purchases to get cash back, your own money now. You're going to get cash back on purchases that you make online at some of your favorite retail stores. We have a complete shopping mall full of thousands of your favorite retailers like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Lowe's, Home Depot, Sears, and Sam's Club, and so many more. You can go and buy things online and get cash back. And so it's a free resource. Join today for free. If you like it, stay there and buy some stuff and get yourself some cash back. You deserve it. You really do. All right, Chuck Whetstone signing off. Hope you have a great day. Chuck's Favorite Things. Bye-bye.